Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Well, it's hard to believe that we're down to the final week of the regular season here for some teams for high school baseball and softball. We got high school regional baseball tournament starting next week. Teams getting ready for that postseason push. Good afternoon. It is a warm 75-degree day here in Troy, Kansas. Trojans hosting the Atchison Phoenix. And glad to be a part of your Monday afternoon alongside Crendon Prophet, MJ in studio, Brandon Tabman here locked in on KNZA. Well, let's get you the lineups as we are inching close to the first pitch here this afternoon. High school softball again on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Atchison, they have had a very good season to this point, and they are sitting in a very solid position in terms of the 4A regional standings. But this Atchison team, again, a record of 12-4. They go like this here in Troy this afternoon. Kira Duncan, junior pitcher, will lead things off. Izzy Bowen, the senior second baseman, will bat second. Carolyn Freiman, junior catcher, bats third. Andy Estes in the cleanup spot. Junior first baseman, Jaden Boldrich, senior center fielder, she will bat fifth. Kelsey Reband, junior third baseman, will bat sixth. Mackenzie Whedon-Jacobs, senior shortstop, she'll bat seventh. Kira Westner, right fielder and a freshman, bats eighth. Emma Peak, junior left fielder, will bat ninth, rounding out this 12-4 Atchison Phoenix lineup. We'll get to the Troy lineup here once we get to the bottom of the first inning. Trojans come in with a record of 10-7 as we get set for the first pitch here. Crendon Prophet, what's up, good sir?
I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day. That's what's up. Probably one of the best days we've had broadcasting this season, and that's what you can ask for once we get to that postseason push here as we are kind of eclipsing onto. But again, a way to get going, to, you know, get a good feel-good win to end the season. I know Atchison, they just got out of the Royal Valley Tournament, finishing 1-2 in that tournament. I feel like this would be a great start for them pushing for a postseason.
Kira Duncan leading things off for the Atchison Phoenix, and it's a much warmer feel to the temperature here today. As Duncan fouls away the first pitch, Nicole Whistler is the pitcher today starting for the Trojans. All blue uniforms, Phoenix of Atchison and the Road Blacks. Good off-speed pitch there by Nicole Whistler, and the count now runs at no balls and two strikes. Well, Whistler, you look at her pitching numbers, making her eighth start of the season. She has pitched the most innings on this Trojans team in 2025. An ERA of 5.667. And a high pitch there that's fouled away, and it stays no balls, two strikes here on the leadoff hitter for the Atchison Phoenix. Phoenix averaging 11 runs per game this year. As Troy team allowing it at 8.8 runs a game. No balls, two strikes, first batter of the game here this afternoon. Next pitch is a ground ball, shortstop side, Emerson Weber with the field, accurate throw on time to get the first out of today's game. It goes 6-3. The one out, and that brings up senior second baseman Izzy Bowen. That's from the right side. Where's jersey number two for this Phoenix team that has been undefeated in Metal Arc Conference play here in 2025? First pitch by Whistler. Runs inside. Hits her in the left calf. First base runner hit by pitch with one out here in the top of the first.
And Atchison's got their first base runner on, so see how they try to get the progress.
Here's Carolyn Freiman, junior catcher, who bats from the right side as well, and wears jersey number 22. Well, we mentioned 75 degrees, not much of a breeze here today. It is very warm. That spring feel, final month of the 24-25 high school sports season. Here's a stolen base attempt. The throw is on time, and the ball kicked away. And the runner in Bowen is going to be safe. Boy, had an opportunity there. Christensen made a good throw. Well, once the tag was applied, it kicked away. And the shallow portions of the left side of the infield. And now the Phoenix here with runner in scoring position with one out in the first. One ball, no strikes here on Freiman. There's a foul ball tip right behind home plate. And it evens it up at one ball, one strike. I'll mention Nicole Whistler inside the circle, making her eighth start of the season, appearing in her 15th game inside the circle. This is now her 247th batter faced in 2025. Good off-speed pitch there that swung on and missed. And Fryman falls behind in the count at 1-2. After a Duncan ground out, Bowen hit by a pitch, and now at second base after a steal. And the count right now at 1-2 here on Fryman. No score, top of the first. As Whistler sets and fires, she is a right-handed thrower, and that one's a little low. Here's a stolen base to third, and in there safely is Bowen again. This time the throw was high, and even if it's a clean throw and catch and tag, Bowen probably there safely anyways, and now she is just one base away from getting a run on the board.
Yeah, and after getting on the base pass, the hit by pitch, she's done an incredible job of just rallying the base pass right now and putting herself into a quality position to score here.
And the 2-2 pitch, a fastball swung on and missed, and Fryman is down for out number two. First strikeout of the afternoon for Whistler, and now it's up to the cleanup spot, junior first baseman Andy Estes. That's from the left side, wears jersey number 15. First pitch by Whistler, a little slow roller left side, tough play. Emerson Weber at short, long throw, in time for the out. So the Phoenix get a runner at third base, and Strander there to begin this ball game this afternoon. It's a warm afternoon here in Troy, no score. Trojans coming up, bottom of the first inning after this, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS of Savepa is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savepa. We make it happen.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNZA continues. It's the final month of the season, the high school sports season, that is, here on KNZA and abroad. Atchison and Troy today, a little softball for you on this Monday afternoon. Phoenix left a runner in scoring position in the first, no score. Emerson Weber, Olivia Thomas, Gracie Grable, McKenna Thomas, Gracie McConaughey, Jaya Weiser, Mackenzie Christensen, Allison Grable and Nicole Whistler, your 1-9 Trojan order here today, KP, a record of 10-7.
Yeah, and Emerson Weber, she's the leadoff here for the Troy Trojans. Just made two great defensive plays from the shortstop position at the top of the inning. Was able to put out the first batter that came up in Kira Duncan, and then was able to get the last out of the inning. And Andy assessed her ability to play the shortstop position was really great. And talk about a warm day. There's a real good pop to that ball. So she had two good scoops. So, you know, when you see a player get off to a good defensive start, you assume that's going to kind of carry its way onto the offensive. And she bats over 400 this season. So we'll see how she does here.
So here we go, bottom of the first inning. The leadoff hitter, senior shortstop Emerson Weber, is KP mentioned. A couple good defensive plays in that top of the first inning, and now batting for the first time against Kira Duncan, and her first pitch a little bit outside for ball number one. Well, you mentioned Emerson, good bat, 483 on her batting average, 28 hits, including 10 doubles, 4 triples, and a home run. Got the power for sure. Next pitch outside, 2 balls, no strikes.
Yeah, you mentioned the 28 hits. Just one of the only players here on the Troy team who record over 20 hits on this season. So her ability to have a knack for getting to the ball, she's done a really good job.
Now Duncan inside the circle. She is a lefty throwing to the righty in Weber, and that pitch taken up and in. And Weber has that true advantage at 3 balls, no strikes. Well, these two teams met last season, or I should say 2 seasons ago. It was a Troy sweep. Next pitch, outside, ball four. The four-pitch walk, and Weber at first with nobody out here in this bottom of the first inning. And for Weber on the season, that was her 10th walk taken this season. That brings up freshman left fielder Olivia Thomas. Open stance from the right side, jersey number 21. And there's a called strike, now a throw to first. And Weber back safely, so good to see Duncan just find that first strike on the swing and miss. And it's no balls, one strike.
And it's no big surprise that someone who leads your team in hits also does a really great job of getting on base, feeding the walk, because, you know, a lot of teams don't want to pitch that leadoff.
There's a swing and a miss, stolen base, throw a little bit late, and the first stolen base for Troy in this afternoon's game goes to Emerson Weber, and she's up in the scoring position with nobody out. The count is no balls, two strikes here on the freshman, and Olivia Thomas. Thomas, 308, 16 hits on the year with that batting average. Here's a ground ball to the right side, and it gets through the hole and into right field for a base hit. Now it gets by Westner, the right fielder. Rounding second is Thomas, and she will make it all the way to third base. KP Trojans on the board. It's 1-0.
Yeah, a great start there for the Trojans. Emerson Weber, of course, taking that four-pitch walk, and then Olivia Thomas being able to come up to the bat, see that there's a runner in scoring position as Weber was able to take second base and be able to be primed for that big moment like that. Thomas was able to get the big knock.
Well, that's going to be a single and an error on the right fielder, the RBI credited to Thomas. And the first pitch to Gracie Grable is taken a little bit high for ball number one, senior center fielder. Where's jersey number four? Bats from the right side. 286 on her average, 16 hits, including two doubles and a triple. She'll pop this one up right inside the circle. Kira Duncan, easy catch as you could make for out number one. A first out, and that's a big first out, again with the runner at third being Thomas. A 1-0 lead already here for the Trojans at home. Here's McKenna Thomas, sophomore second baseman, who bats from the right side. Where's jersey number nine? 475, Crendon, on her average this season. Takes one upstairs, ball one.
There's a lot of great batting stats here with this Troy team. And unfortunately, last week they played one of the best pitchers in the state, if you can argue probably the best pitcher, in Danny Lee. So it's kind of hard to you know, improve that stat line against a quality pitcher like that. But I feel like that really hardens conditions you in a moment like this.
Well, this one's absolutely belted, and that's going to, I believe, one hop the fence or maybe go under for a ground rule double. Boy, that was close to clearing the fence for a home run, but secondary prize there. A ground rule double and an RBI for Thomas, and the Trojans double it up. It's 2-0.
Yeah, it is a beautiful, gorgeous day. No wind. I mean, 200 fence field isn't going to stop a lot of these girls from trying to hit these out of the park today. And, you know, talk about parking it right there was McKenna Thomas.
Here's a slow roller hit by McConaughey, fielded it short, throw to first, and it's out of the glove. I think she would have beat the throw anyways, and Thomas working her way around, and she would come in to score to make it a 3-0 Trojans lead. Throw got away into the Atchison dugout, so taking second base now with McConaughey, as again Thomas scores. Three of the first five have found home plate here today. Crendon, Trojans off to a very good start with Weiser up in the box.
Yeah, we're off to a great start. Olivia Thomas and McKenna Thomas both already recording RBIs, and here's a chance for possibly another.
There it is, a ground ball by Weiser into center field. Rounding third is McConaughey, and she scores with ease. And the Trojans putting up a big inning here. It is 4-0 with still only one out. Weiser drives in a run. Still only one out. Here is Mackenzie Christensen, the senior catcher. Now for Weiser, as we mentioned, just driving in that run. That was her 16th RBI of the season. And again, the Trojans blowing it open here early. 4-0, still only one out in the first. Duncan's pitch is low and outside. Throw down to first and not in time as Weiser wisely gets back to the bag. Christensen will jump in front here at one ball, no strikes. 367 on the senior's average, 11 hits, including three doubles. Here's Duncan's next pitch, taken for a strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Now, the seventh batter to come up here for the Trojans already. Four have scored. RBIs in the inning by Weiser, also Thomas and Thomas. Yeah, both Thomases contributing here. Next pitch in there, called strike. On the inside part of the plate, and Christensen goes from ahead 1-0 to down 1-2.
They mentioned both Thomases getting their RBIs. Olivia, she picked up her 18th of the season, while the 11th gets picked up by McKenna. 12th.
Well, open on the stance. Oh, good off speed pitch, swing and a miss, and a huge strikeout there for Kira Duncan, her first this afternoon, and that is the second out of the bottom of the first inning.
All Kira Duncan has to do is stay concentrated here. I mean, you're only one out away from getting out of this inning, and I think that's kind of what you want to do here is get yourself mentally reset and back into that next inning here. But again, you got to get that final out.
There's Allison Grable, a hard shot to the left side, but foul. Drops behind in the counts, and no balls and one strike. junior right fielder Allison Grable. Wears jersey number 6, bats just shy of 350 this season, 15 hits, 15 RBIs. Has drawn 3 walks as well. But down in the count at 0-1, takes one right down the middle for a called strike. Another throw to first. Weiser back in safely. Now Grable quickly behind at no balls, 2 strikes.
And here's a chance for Duncan to not only get out of this inning, but to record back-to-back strikeouts and start to get into a little bit of a groove and emotion into that second inning.
The 8th batter to come up here in the bottom of the first for Troy. It's a 4-0 at Trojans lead here at home. Duncan trying to get out of it with no more harm done. Next pitch, a little up and in, and it's 1-2 strikes.
Yeah, Duncan just trying to deliver that drop ball inside the zone, but Drabel's watching it really well here, not trying to pick up that last out of the inning.
Atchison only allowing just shy of 6 runs per game this season. I feel like that is a very quality mark and shows in their record at 12-4. Next pitch a little bit high, bounces out the glove and allowing the runner in Weiser to take second base on a late throw. So Fryman had a little trouble with the exchange from glove to hand. And now in the blink of an eye, it is a runner in scoring position here. But the count is 1-2 with 2 outs in the frame. Can Grable come through? Now one runs inside and hits her on the wrist, Crendon. Goodness. That keeps the inning alive for number 9 in the order in Whistler.
Yeah, now you finally get through your entire order here, and I'm sure that's, you know, a key point that you probably want to go into a game as a coach. And Calvin Connie is, hey, let's try to get all of our girls to go through the order here. You know, get their bats hot. We know they've had a hot bat all season long. Let's try to keep it going here at the end of the year in one of our last games. And right now, this is a great start of a game for the Troy Trojans.
Now, Grable, they're checking on her because, again, she took that one. It appeared off the cusp, maybe on the wrist, but kind of looking at the elbow there. Might already be able to see a mark on that left elbow. Probably didn't feel too good. So here's Whistler, number 9 in the order, with 2 on and 2 outs, and there's a called strike on the outer edge, and it's no balls, 1 strike.
And this is the first time for Troy in this inning to have multiple runners on the base pass, so it's a really big moment here for Nicole Whistler, the runner on first and second, to try to keep up that score.
Hasn't had a ton of at-bats this season, but now grounds it to third base, and that's going to be an unassisted out. Good job by Revant fielding that and tagging third to end the inning. But Troy, dominant. They bat around and score 4. We've played 1 here in Troy. Trojans 4, Phoenix nothing. It's high school softball here on KMZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continues here today in Troy. The Trojans and Atchison Phoenix going to the top of the second inning. Troy, 4 runs, 4 hits. In the bottom of the first, they have a 4-0 lead. 5, 6, and 7 here in the Atchison order. Jaden Boldridge will lead things off in the first pitch by Nicole Whistler, taking a little bit outside for 1.
And that was a great start up for Troy in that bottom of the inning. And here it's time to get an offensive reset for yourselves if you're Atchison, try to get yourself on base.
And this one is a fair ball, a line drive down the left field line. Could be extra bases for Boldridge. And the throw to second is a little bit late. She just beat it with the slide. And a good start for Atchison with a leadoff double here in the second by senior center fielder Jaden Boldridge.
Yeah, it was definitely a close call slide-in double there for Boldridge, but you'll still take the runner to be in scoring position. They left Bowen on third base and at top of the first, so if you're Atchison, you'd like to try to get one up on the board here.
Here's the junior, Kelsey Revant from the right side, wears jersey number 1. Pretty straight up, good bend to the knees, and a swing and a miss. And now a stolen base attempt towards third. The throw a little bit late. It pops out of the glove of McConaughey. And in there safely is Boldridge with nobody out. Well, with nobody out in the inning, a runner at third, it doesn't matter how you get that run in. Phoenix needing to get that run in, down 4-0 here early. There's another good pitch and a swing and a miss by Revant. Quickly, no balls, two strikes.
Yeah, now Revant's going to have to protect here. But again, runner in scoring position on third base, no outs. Not too much to fear here, but you're looking to at least get a productive swing to score that runner.
Here's the 0-2. A little bit low, good eye by Revant. One ball, two strikes. McKenzie, Weed, and Jacobs on deck. Senior for the Phoenix. Again, we are in the top of the second in Troy. 75, but feels more like 105 here today. The Trojans bats off to a hot start. Again, four hits, four runs in the first. That's their lead. Here's one popped up towards the seats and out of play. Stays 1-2.
Yeah, you mentioned the Heat, just listening to some of the player warm-ups. They were just saying, we are sweating out here.
Quite a few complaints, and understandably so. You hit that month of May. And you know how it goes here in Kansas. It'll probably be 30 degrees here in about 8 days or so. But we'll see.
That's about the rotation.
Here's a 1-2 pitch, and just caught a piece to foul it away. So Revant battling here with Boldridge at third base, nobody out here in this second inning with Trojans here at home with a 4-0 advantage already. And both these teams, double-digit wins so far. Entering this final week, got regional baseball starting next week. Week after that will be the softball side. And now this one is lifted high in the air, playable left side of the infield. And now it's going to be dropped on the third base line, and that's going to allow the Phoenix to score their first run. So Revant had to hold for a minute. It was McConaughey and Whistler converging halfway up the line of third. And there was a little bit of miscommunication there, as you could see it there. And the last second, you saw Whistler just kind of go with the underhand opportunity and just popped out of her glove. And the Phoenix are on the board. It's now 4-1.
Yeah, and that's an unfortunate error in communication there to be misplayed by the team, but allows Boldridge to go in and score. And not only that, but Revant was able to use the confusion at home plate to get herself back into a scoring position. So here for Atchison, this is what you want to do, is to try to prime yourself to get back into this one early on and fight it out.
Still nobody outs. Phoenix on the board. It's a 4-1 Troy lead. Senior shortstop McKenzie Whedon-Jacobs, wearing jersey number 14, set to bat from the right side. That's going to be an error on Whistler, the pitcher, with that one popping out of the glove. It'll be an unearned run. First pitch to Whedon-Jacobs, taken low for ball one. Boy, that little bit of cloud cover is certainly nice. Puts that sun behind a little bit momentarily, but you see how big that cloud is. It's going to be right back to us here momentarily.
That's about 5% of the sky getting covered right by that cloud.
Not even that. Here is Whistler, 1-0 pitch, a little bit outside. Two balls, no strikes here on Whedon-Jacobs. Kira Westner on deck for Atchison. They're on the board here in the top of the second, but still trailing here at Troy 4-1. Lead off double and then an error, allowing the Phoenix to get on the board. Here's a 2-0. Ground ball left side, out into left field for a base hit. Past the diving arms of Emerson Weber at short. Now Atchison cooking here, Crendon. They got him at the corners with nobody out.
And now if you hear Whistler, it's just about keeping composure at this point. I know there has been an out recorded in this inning, but you know, you just can't let Atchison try to get back into this one early on. But if you're Atchison, it's already a good hot start in the second inning.
Here is freshman Kira Westner, number 9 on the jersey for the Atchison Phoenix, number 8 in the order. There's a called strike on the inside corner, and Whedon-Jacobs up to second base on the steal without a throw. So no balls, one strike here on Westner. Runners at second and third, nobody out in the inning. Phoenix trying to battle back. They're down 4-1. Pitch by Whistler. Half-hearted swing and a miss there, and it's quickly no balls, two strikes. Kind of look like maybe hesitating on a check swing and just kind of went a little bit too far and just continued on the motion. 0-2. Just caught a piece and fouled it away to stay alive at 0-2.
Yeah, and Westner, she's going to have to protect, but she's got a good spot to do it. So she has a runner on both second and third base. I mean, no outs. You still have a chance just to sacrifice and get one in, but you can definitely make it a one-run game with one good swing.
Revant at third. Whedon-Jacobs, runner at second for Atchison. Here's the pitch by Whistler. Swing and a miss. Down goes Lesner. That's a big first out for the Trojans. It's the second strikeout for Whistler, and that brings up number 9 in the order, and junior left fielder Emma Peek.
And Whistler did a great job luring the fastball. Western was way behind there on the swing, so he'd like to, for her, just to try to continue that momentum going into the bottom.
So the junior and Peek steps in, open stance from the right side, takes one up and in, and had to back away out of that one. And she jumps in front of Whistler, 1 ball, no strikes. A 4-1 Troy lead here in the top of the second inning. Next pitch by Whistler, and it's in there for a called strike, and it evens it up at 1-1. Well, Troy in the all-blue uniforms, Atchison in the all-blacks. And that was part of the frustration with the heat. You mentioned some of the players in the warm-ups and said, I don't like these black jerseys. Well, a little bit warmer, it's going to tend to feel a little bit different. As Peek fouled one away, over the fence to the right side, and she falls behind at 1-2. One out in this top of the second. Two on. Phoenix down by 3. Wessner striking out in the last at bat. Now Peek down at 1-2. Here's the pitch. That one in the dirt. Kicks away, but not far enough. Are the runners to advance? Good job by Christensen to get on it quickly. And we're even Stevens at 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, you mentioned the getaway there. The backstop here, not very far back, but there really isn't a backstop either. It's just the fence. So not much of a bounce back if that were to get behind you. But, again, it's not too far of a jog there for Christensen to get back and return it.
2-2 pitch set to be delivered by Whistler. Just missed inside, and count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runners at second and third. Still only one out here in this top of the second inning. The Phoenix have scored to get on the board, but are trailing 4-1 here in Troy. Big 3-2. Swing and a miss, and it kicks away. They got to throw it to first. They get the out, no runner advances, and a huge second out there, KP, for Troy in the inning.
Yeah, and Whistler's definitely starting to find that fastball and locate the zone. She's getting a good paintbrush for it now, striking out Western and out Peek. But that's what you get rewarded with. You battle to the top of the order, the middle of the order, now you get rewarded with the bottom, and you get those back-to-back strikeouts. But here you go. You go right back up to Kira Duncan, who Weber was able to nicely retire as the first out in the top of the first earlier.
So we flip back, KP mentioned, at the top of the order. Duncan for a second time against Whistler, grounded out to short. To begin the game, takes the first pitch high, it's 1-0. Boy, just a base hit could drive in two. Big at bat here early in this game for Atchison, trailing by 3. There's a foul ball to the left side, and it's 1-1. So you got Reban at third, Whedon Jacobs at second.
Yeah, if you're Atchison, you're in a too-good scenario right here. I mean, you've had a runner on second and third here in the last two outs and just not been able to bat them home. So, you know, if Troy can make their stand here, this would be a really good defensive inning in the top of the two for him.
Duncan bats from the right side again. Good bend to the knees, no movement with the bat. Here's the pitch, taken high for 2. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And now the ball gets away. Here's a play at the plate. The tag in time for the out, and the inning is over. So the ball somehow kicked away from Whistler inside the circle, and it was Weiser, the first baseman, who picks it up, throws it home, and guns down Reban to end the inning. So the Troy defense coming up huge to limit that damage to 1 run. So we've played 1.5 here in Troy. It is the Trojans 4 and the Phoenix 1. You're listening to high school softball on KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Atchison Phoenix came back strong in the top of the second inning and had a chance for a big frame, but Troy's defense held that damage to 1, and we go to the bottom of the second here in Troy with Trojans leading the Phoenix 4-1. First pitch by Duncan to Emerson Weber, is fouled away for strike number one, and the bottom of the second is a go.
Yeah, you mentioned the chance that Atchison had with a runner on both second and third base with no outs, and then you had the back-to-back K's against Wessner and Peak, and then, of course, the throw out, the home play that got rebounded out. I mean, that was just a big play there to be able to make that throw in by Thomas out at second base. So, yeah, right now Troy offensively, defensively, clicking pretty well. Atchison just trying to get more so on the defensive side of the board to limit Troy just to four here.
Weber fouled another one away. It's no balls, two strikes. Here's Duncan's pitch off speed. It tails away outside, and it's one ball, two strikes. So, again, top of the order here are the Trojans at home here in the second. Weber, Thomas, and Grable. A 4-1 Trojans lead. This is hit well out into left field, and it drops in for a hit. Line drive shot over the shortstop in Whedon Jacobs. And on a 1-2 pitch, Emerson Weber, a leadoff single here in the second.
And that's hit number 29 of the season, just one away of 30. I mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, he's the only, was the only Troy Trojans here coming into the day with only above 20 hits on the season. Now she's almost here eclipsing 30. So again, to be the leadoff here, it's real important that she gets on base, and already she has reached twice this game, once off the walk, and then you're down the hit.
First pitch to freshman Olivia Thomas is taken for a called strike. It popped out the glove of Fryman. And in the process, Weber with a stolen base, her second in as many innings. Trojans have a runner in scoring position with nobody out, trying to build on a three-run lead. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Good job there by Duncan. They throw down to third, but Weber not attempting. And it's 0-2 here on the freshman Olivia Thomas, wears jersey number 21 and drove in her 18th RBI this season back in the first. Pretty well open on her stance. Here's the pitch. Slow roller off the glove of Duncan. Kicks to the shortstop side, and everybody is safe. It's going to be an infield hit for Olivia Thomas. That was on an 0-2 pitch. Ricocheted off the glove of Duncan inside the circle. And now runners at the corners with nobody out.
Yeah, on a nice hot day like this, Olivia Thomas, nice little exit velo on the at-bat. And, you know, with that kind of hit power, it just takes a nice ricochet off the glove.
A bunt attempt here by Grable. She puts it down, but picked up in foul territory. So it's going to be no balls and one strike. Gracie Grable, senior center fielder, popped out to the pitcher. And her first at bat now has good RBI chance here. They're at the corners with nobody out. Here in the bottom of the second inning with the Trojans leading Atchison 4-1.
Be interested to see if she goes right back to that bunt spot.
She does not. Holds it true. And now a throw to second base. It's cut off. Usually see that to try to bait the runner at third to try to score, but everybody is safe. So a stolen base for Thomas. And now they're at second and third with the count one ball, one strike here on Gracie Grable. So now a 2 RBI chance potentially here with a base knock. She will show bunt. She does put it down, and it's going to just trickle foul. About the same spot on the right side. Now the bunt probably goes away. Usually don't see as many attempts with the 2-strike count. Now you probably see Gracie swing away here.
Yeah, honestly, that was a great decision to her on the 1-0. She decided not to take the bunt, but on the 1-1, she then goes right back to it and tries to force a play by Ashton to make the throw to home plate or to first.
Here's the pitch, ground ball, second base side. Bowen Fields only played a first for the out. A productive at bat. It drives in a run on the ground out to second base, and that extends the Troy lead to 5-1. In the process as well, Thomas from second to third. So it's an RBI ground out for Gracie Grable. First out of the inning. It's now 5-1. Here is sophomore McKenna Thomas.
And I think Coach McConaughey is pretty happy with that at bat from his center fielder in Grable, just being able to take a nice grounder. Again, she was showing bunt originally, so maybe trying to force that out at first base and get that score in from Weber. And there she gets out the ground out.
Yeah, Gracie driving in her 11th run this season with that ground out. Next pitch taken up and in. 2 balls, no strikes here on McKenna Thomas. Had an RBI double in that 4-run first inning, and now has a runner at third and one out here in the second inning. The Trojans adding to their lead. They get the one back that the Phoenix got. It is 5-1, and now this one is lifted high in the air, foul territory right side, and it falls just shy of the fence. And that makes it a 2-ball, 1-strike count. Well, say goodbye to that one tiny cloud that was covering the sun. It is gone and moved past, and we probably will not see any more shade the rest of the afternoon. This one is hit out to center field, and with the shift on, it finds a gap and drops in for a hit. So what a start today for the sophomore McKenna Thomas. 2 for 2, 2 RBIs, and Thomas scores from third. That is Olivia Thomas, of course, scoring, and it's now 6-1.
Yeah, and that was a great take, you know, perfectly squared up at the barrel of the bat, and just a nice blooper to hop over just beyond the dirt path inside the infield. So that was just a great locative hit there by McKenna Thomas.
Here's Gracie McConaughey, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. McKenna Thomas at first base, one out in the inning. Two more runs have scored for Troy. They lead Atchison here at home 6-1 in the second. McConaughey singled and scored a run in that first inning. Check swing, held off, and it's outside for 1-1. 1-1. Here on Gracie McConaughey. No relation to Matthew. Thank you. Someone laughed at it. Thank you. Here's a little shallow fly ball that drops inside the infield. Boy, the infield was playing up, and it didn't even make the grass line, and that's going to be a hit for McConaughey. So the line keeps moving. It's at first and second now with still only one out.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. There's nothing alone at home with these Troy Trojans. They've been able to get 6 all in the score.
Here is Jay Weiser who steps in, who had that nice throw home to get the runner in that last half inning to end the frame, and now takes one high for 1-1. She singled and drove in a run in that first inning. Right now has McKenna Thomas at second, Gracie McConaughey at first. Trojans are up by 5 and looking for more here in the second. Ground ball left side, off the glove of the third baseman, underhand, no opportunity, and everybody is safe. Now, could go down either way, but calling it an infield hit, and that's going to load the bases for Mackenzie Christensen.
Yeah, again, it is just a hot day that, and then just the dust and the dirt in the ground just making it really hard to get even a good hop off that ball, and it was just a big dig in the ground for Reband just to even try to get it.
Big opportunity here. High pop fly to the right side. Tough play. Here comes the right fielder who makes the catch on the dirt edge and the grass. That's Westner who makes a big, big second out for the Phoenix. And now it's going to be up to the junior and Allison Grable with them loaded up. It wasn't a ton of wind. We talked about it earlier, but boy, Westner from right had to charge her way in to make that catch for out number 2.
And that was huge. If that dropped, that could have scored 2 easily.
So now 2 outs. First pitch to Grable is taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. So again, they're loaded up. McKenna Thomas at third, Gracie McConaughey at second, Jaya Weiser at first. 2 runs have scored here in the inning. Troy's lead at 6-1. That one is taken for a strike. And now Allison evened up at 1-1.
And Duncan's just got to keep this at bat with a poise here with the pitch. She's got her at a 1-1, and which is 2 outs.
And the 1-1 is golfed up the middle, diving stop, shovel to second, and it's dropped, and everyone's going to be safe. One run is in. Here comes the second, and what could have been a fantastic defensive play to end the frame turns into an error and 2 more runs. Wow. Weed and Jacobs did everything right at shortstop to stop that ball, flip to second, but it popped out the glove. 2 runs score, Crendon. It's 8-1.
Yeah, you mentioned that was just an incredible, just on the dive by Weed and Jacobs. And, you know, you mentioned the pop throw up to Bowen at second base. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to keep it in her glove.
Now this one is hit well out to left, and that one's going to one hop the fence. It's a ground rule double again. This time, Nicole Whistler wasting no time there. And it's now 9-1.
Well, the bottom of the order hitter clears the base pass, and the Troy Trojans are on a hot mark of 10-1 already by the second inning against an Atchison team that, well, hasn't had a track record where they allow many runs.
So for the second consecutive inning, the Trojans have batted around, and they have more than outshined their 4 runs in the first, as they have added, I believe, 6 more here in the inning. Or has that runner got to go back? Because Grable was at first, correct? So the ground rule double, that one is not in just yet. So,
yep.
Grable had to stop at third. And it looks like we'll get a courtesy runner in. Nicole Judd is going to run here for Whistler at second. So after the ground rule double by Whistler, you've got Allison Grable at third, Whistler at second base, and we are back to the top of the order. Third at bat today, second time this inning, and the senior in Emerson Weber. So, Crennan, we have seen two ground rule doubles already by this Troy offense.
Yeah, no, they have just been absolutely swinging in and allowing the Heat to really help them today, especially with those infield power hits. I mean, you talk about the big hits to the outfield. I mean, I'd more contrast to say that the infield hits have been what has been destructive here for Atchison, is those infield plays, they've just misplayed them.
Weber, a single and a walk, two runs scored, two stolen bases. She takes one high here, and it's two balls, no strikes. The 10th batter to come up here in the bottom of the second for Troy. They have played it five, looking for more. There are two outs in the inning. Favorable count, 2-0. Lifted, high, deep, left center field, and making the catch in front of the track is Boldrich, the center fielder. It had a lot of heat on it, but played well to retire the side. But five more runs come in for Troy, and we go to the top of the third inning. It is Troy 9, Atchison 1. It's high school softball on KNZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
At last, it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who are raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's our final week of regular season at baseball and softball broadcasts here on KNCA. Of course, high school regional baseball tournaments begin next week. Softball the week after that. But here in Troy for some softball today, and feels hot. 75, but Troy bats pretty hot as well. They lead Atchison 9-1, Crendon, as we go to the third.
Yeah, and already today, 10 hits for the Troy Trojans. Just a great job getting through the top of their order, but also their bottom of the order at bats have been hot as well, and that's what you want to do here and try to do for the for Atchison Phoenix here, is try to get that spark of life here in the top of the third, because this is a game that, you know, you're looking at it, you're already down by eight, and you have a chance to possibly be run rolled the next couple of innings. So for Atchison, it's about, you know, finding that spark, getting hot here. You Kira Duncan now with the at-bat. She had an at-bat in the, or this is continuing it here in this inning, as she wasn't able to finish it in last with the throw out at home plate. So, you know, this will be her second at bat. See how she does.
First pitch by Whistler in there for a strike. It's 0-1. KP mentioned here, Kira Duncan, Izzy Bowen, Carolyn Fryman. Little line drive shot off a hop, kicks away from Weber at short, and the speed of Duncan beats it out for an infield hit, and the Phoenix have their leadoff man on for a second consecutive inning.
Yeah, and Duncan's last hit went to shortstop. That one a little more sharply hit for, and Duncan wasting no time to take off with pure speed to first base, and that's a good leadoff hit to start this one for you.
Here's Izzy Bowen, hit by a pitch in her first at bat, took it off a left calf, and now this one taken for a ball, and Duncan taking second base. She was stealing all the way, and even with a good throw and on time, wasn't going to beat the speed of Duncan. So she is at second base with nobody out. And a 1-0 count here on Bowen, who was hit by that pitch in the first, as I mentioned. Was left stranded at third in that inning. Troy leading it 9-1 here in the away third. Pitch by Whistler is popped up left side into the Troy dugout. And it's one ball, one strike. I appreciate MJ again, of course, in studio. KP, BT with you here this afternoon. Left side of the infield line. A warm, non-breezy day. I would say 90% of our broadcasts here so far in the regular season we would have described as breezy. That is not the case here today. Pitch by Whistler. fouled away up onto the grass. And it is now 1-2.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. Most days, taping down everything, making sure nothing blows away. I'm sure some people here holding on harder to some things, but not today. It's, as you mentioned, coming in today, we only had a 3-mile-per-hour wind coming out of southwest. A beautiful day.
Duncan at second base, nobody out. A 1-2 count here, and a swing and a miss, but it could result in a base runner as the ball kicked away from the catcher and Christensen, and that will allow the runner to take first. So, Bowen, a swing and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. It's the fourth strikeout for Whistler, but again, kicking away in the open base. Duncan going to third, and now they're at the corners. Still nobody out here in the third, and here comes Carolyn Fryman. Struck out her first time up.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate kick away there for Christensen, and that's just a hard play to make. And Bowen, we've seen her speed with her ability to take second and third in the first inning.
Well, Fryman showed bunt, and the pitch was in the dirt and just caught a piece of it with the bat. And that starts the count. No balls, one strike. Boy, Duncan's got good speed at third, so she shows bunt here. Let's see if that is the case for pitch number two. And the Phoenix just trying to keep the line moving and chip away. They're down 9-1. And another bunt attempt is fouled away, and quickly Fryman, not sure if she's going to continue that trend. It's 0-2.
Yeah, you mentioned the speed by Duncan at third base, but you got two speed stars on the base pass, also with Bowen at first base. Wouldn't be surprised if she attempts to take a steal here, but 0-2 count by Fryman. Let's see what she does.
All right, at the corners again, nobody out. Top of the third. Whistler's pitch is a high pop-up behind the circle of the pitcher's mound, and darting in is McKenna Thomas, the second baseman, to make the catch for out number one. Big first out there for Troy.
Seen a lot of great plays from McKenna Thomas already. I mean, it mentioned the last inning, the throw to home plate after the kick away from Whistler. So already playing that second base position, shifts off to the right, very nice.
So now one out, they're still at the corners. Here's Andy Estes, junior first baseman, a ground out to short. And her first at bat. Still an RBI chance here. Even an out could still be a much-needed and productive out for the Phoenix, down 8. And here is a line shot. Screw the ground out, she says. Let's lace a single out to left center, and that's going to move everybody up. And a run is in as Duncan scores with ease. It's an RBI single by Estes. It's now 9-2.
Yeah, that was a terrific line drive just between more so short or shorten the second base bag, and it had a nice hop off the dirt and grass patch, just a split between them. So, yeah, it was a great drive by Estes, and had a good hop to it.
So first and third, still one out. Now 9-2, and now this is a high, towering pop-up, shallow left center field. It actually stays in the dirt, and the catch is made. I don't think the tag was made correctly. This is going to be a double play, Crendon, and the inning is over. So the high pop-out to Weber at short. Third base was Bowen. She didn't tag. She left it early, and that allowed Troy to end the inning with a double dip. But the Phoenix get one and trail by 7. We go to the bottom of the third inning here in Troy. Trojans 9, Phoenix 2 here on KNZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Warm afternoon here in Troy. We got some high school softball continuing here today. Trojans coming up here in the bottom of the third. They lead Atchison 9-2. Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tamman, MJ in studio, Olivia Thomas, Gracie Grable, McKenna Thomas, 2, 3, and 4 in the Trojan order. When the Phoenix got one in that last half inning, but a double play kept it at a minimum for the Troy defense.
Yeah, and you know, the innings that they've had on offense, they've had chances. You go back to that second inning where they had runners scoring position on third and second base with no outs, just not able to score either of them inside. And then you talk about that third inning where just an unfortunate double play was made. Your unconventional 6-2-5 double play where the shortstop gets the pop-up, throws it to the home plate, the catcher, and the catcher throws back to third baseman because, unfortunately, Bowen did not apply the proper tag on third base. So there's been a lot of defensive struggles today for Atchison, but it's kind of felt like it's carried on a little bit here to the offensive side as well.
Well, Crendon, as you were going through that, one pitch to Olivia Thomas, takes it off the shoulder blades, and the second hit batter by Duncan today. So Thomas at first with nobody out for Gracie Grable. As Duncan sets and fires, that one a little bit outside, and a play at first is not in time. Well, we did get a substitution for the Atchison defense. Brooklyn Van Dyke is in for Bowen at second. Now here's a ground ball through the hole right side. Base hit to right field, and it kicks away from the right fielder in Westner. Coming around third. From all the way from first to score is Thomas, and it's an RBI for Gracie Grable, and she makes it all the way to third base on the throw back in.
And Troy already off to the quality start and continuation of where they've been in the last two innings. A great triple there by Grable.
That's the second error today by Westner, the right fielder, leading to multiple runs, and now she'll have another opportunity on the line drive, and she makes the catch. And here's the tag, throw to home, cut off, and the run is in. Sacrifice fly by McKenna Thomas, her third RBI today, and it's now 11-2 Troy.
Yeah, not only finding production with hits, but also just finding general production with, you know, getting it off of errors and score sacrifice as well. The batters have been really calm today for Troy, and their ability has been great.
McConaughey steps in for a third time, takes a pitch, and it's called strike. And it's 0-1. Couple of singles and two runs scored for the junior third baseman in McConaughey, wearing jersey number 12. Pitch by Duncan. Missed a little bit up and out, and it's 1-1. So a hit batter, a single, and a sack fly. An error by the Atchison defense helping out, but Troy has added two more already. They lead it 11-2, and now this one's fouled back, and it's 1-2. So Troy scoring four runs on four hits in the first, five runs on six hits in the second, and already two runs on a hit with one out, bases empty in the third. Let's count 1-2. Duncan sets, the lefty fires, and a ground ball left side through one, through two, and out in the left for a base hit. So Reban at third, and Whedon Jacobs at short both had an opportunity to get that one, and they come up empty, and that is a hit for McConaughey. She has reached in all three of her at-bats today.
Yeah, talking about weaving through traffic right there on that left line, just had two chances there from both shortstop and third base to try to make that grab, but the ball was just doing too many turn signals to handle there, so it was a great hit by McConaughey.
Here's Jaya Weiser, who has reached twice as well, has scored a run and has driven in a run. First pitch outside for a ball, it gets away. McConaughey takes second without a throw. Good base running throughout today's game so far for the Trojans. McConaughey at second base on the pass ball. One out in the inning. Bottom of the third, 11-2. It is Troy by nine against Atchison. Next pitch inside, but a called strike. And it's 1-1 here on Weiser.
And you mentioned the base running. That is also, I think, a key thing we'll talk about here when this game gets under wraps is between both these teams, Troy's been very clean in their decision-making on running those base paths.
Here's a called strike and a steal attempt in time as McConaughey just beat the throw and has gone from first to third and about a three-pitch stretch here, and now they're checking on McConaughey at third, making sure she's okay.
It looks like they're taking off her right cleat right now as she's just a couple of feet off that third base bag.
And appears to be okay. So now the runner's at third base, a 1-2 count here on Weiser, who has reached twice. An 11-2 Troy lead. Ground ball, is it fair? It is inside the line, and it's going to be potentially extra bases. as McConaughey scores and just barely inside the line. It's an RBI double for Weiser.
And I love McConaughey's reaction. She took a look back and she goes, "Oh, I should take off." And there she goes. Then she made the takeoff there. So yeah, that was just a well lined hit from Weiser, and it just probably only beat that third base back by a foot.
So three runs have scored in the inning. The lead is now 10 for Troy in the third. There's a swing and a miss as Mackenzie Christensen steps in. The rare 0 for 2 today in this Troy lineup. A strikeout and a pop out. Right now, runner at second base and Weiser with still only one out in the inning. Duncan sets and deals, runs up and in, and it's 1-1. Right now, defensively for Atchison, Reban at third, Whedon Jacobs at short, Brooklyn Van Dyke at second, Estes at first, Fryman the catcher, as Duncan fires one in, it's low. And it's 2-1. Peek in left, Boldrich in center, Westner in right. Troy right now looking for win number 11 this season and well on their way unless Phoenix put together a massive rally. They're down. Atchison is 12-2 with the count now 3-1 here on Christensen.
You mentioned Christensen being the rare 0-2 here. She's on a 1-3 count. She's doing a nice job watching the drop ball.
On 3-1, she laces it to right center field. It finds the gap. It kicks the fence. And extra bases and an RBI. She wants a triple to throw in. It's cut off, and there she lands it. Mackenzie Christensen with an RBI triple. And the lead adds 13-2. On a 3-1 pitch, the green light was as green as you could get it. Looks like we may have a courtesy runner in just a moment. Well, a good piece of hitting, though, by Christensen after we talked about the 0-for-2 stretch and called the announcer jinx, and as hard hit of a ball as we have seen here today results in a triple and an RBI.
And they got now J.C. Horner pinch running, courtesy running at third base now for Christensen, which is one out.
You mentioned J.C.? That's really what she's been utilized for most of the season. Doesn't have a ton of at-bats, but has scored 12 runs.
Yeah, and that's a role you play sometimes for a team is you know, you might not be the best hitter or batter, but your ability to turn a base path is second to none, and you got to love players who are able to do that. You see it at every department, in every league, professional as well. You got people who play that role, and they do it really well, and that's what Horner does here for this offense is she puts a pressure on those base paths for pitchers to worry about and keep a key on.
Well, there was a meeting inside the circle for Atchison. We're back to it as Allison Grable steps in. Runner at third, still only one out. First pitch high and inside for 1. She has reached in two of the more unconventional ways here today, hit by a pitch in the first and a fielder's choice in the second. Mentioned the courtesy runner again at third base after the triple by Christensen, and now this one is fouled up into the fence, and it's 1-1. Well, there's still only one out, Crendon. You still got work to do, but the Trojans can continue to keep the line moving here. We could be looking at a three-inning run rule, but we'll see. Atchison needs to get out of this thing. Here's a hard shot, base hit left field. 14-2, the run scored. Well, keeping the line moving, exactly what Allison Grable just did there, driving in a run. And mentioning 14-2, 5 more have scored here this inning, still only one out. And for Allison this season, that is her 16th RBI. Now we're up to Nicole Whistler. Number 9 in the order, 1-for-2 today with a double. And takes one low and inside for 1.
And you got to credit the 1-9 order here for the Troy Trojans. They've already kind of found and figured out Kira Duncan and her kind of her pitching style, the drop ball inside, and they've done a good job just watching onto it. And when they've been able to find it and locate it well, they've been able to just absolutely blast it out into the field.
Next pitch, 1-0, was outside in the dirt. 2-0. You're on Nicole Whistler, who's pitched well for Troy and has reached base once here today. Runner at first, still only one out. Next pitch, and they're called strike, and it's now 2-1. Eighth batter to come up here in the inning for Troy. They sent 9 to the plate in the first. They sent 10 to the plate in the second. Right now, number 8 up here in the third. So they have kept the line moving all game. Here's Duncan's pitch. It is going to be high, and it's 3-1. So a 14-2 Atchison deficit as Troy has dominated this game from the jump. 3-1 count, one out, one on, bottom three. Whistler takes all the way. It's in the dirt, ball 4. That's just the first walk issued by Duncan today. And now the fourth time in 3 innings, Emerson Weber will step in.
Yeah, and not only that, but now your game-winning run is at the plate. So this is a huge moment here for Troy. And then Atchison, I mean, you're against the wall right now. You've reached the danger zone, and you definitely don't want this game to end early for yourself.
First pitch to Weber, a little bit high for ball 1. A walk and a run scored in the first, a single and a run scored in the second, and then she lined out to center to end that second inning, and she batted twice in that frame, and now batting for a fourth time here in the third. Takes another one upstairs. It's 2-0.
Big chance for hit number 30 this year with an RBI in scoring position.
Takes a hard hack at that one, fouls it back into the screen. 2-1. So again, 4 runs in the first, 5 runs in the second. KP now 4 already across here in the third, and still a chance for more. Here's a 2-1. Good pitch there, and it's a swing and a miss. Evens the count, 2-2. Duncan came right at her with the fastball. Good location on the inside corner. Duncan sets, fires the 2-strike count. It's popped up, foul territory, onto the hill. Oh, and into the lap of a fan up there. See that perfect bounce into the lap of that fan in the chair?
He's smiling, and his wife's saying, good job.
Good job. They're going to need that back. You cannot take that home.
Not a souvenir.
2-2, 1 out, and 2 on. Here's the pitch. It is outside. 3-2. Now both runners advancing as well. So Grable to third. Courtesy runner again is Judd now at second. And a full count here to Emerson Weber. Here's the pitch. High pop-up left field, playable. And making the catch is the left fielder in peak. And here comes the throw home, not in time. A sacrifice fly makes it 15-2 Troy. So there's the productive at-bat for Emerson Weber driving in another run.
But still hear the game-winning run at the plate, so it's still a big moment here for Atchison to try to end this inning here. Down 13, 15-2.
Now it's 15 after 3 on the run rule. And the first pitch to now the pitch, or where am I? Yep, Olivia Thomas. I was looking at the wrong spot there. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Well, Thomas, the freshman, has reached in all 3 of her at-bats, 2 singles, and she was hit by a pitch, and she scored all 3 times she's been on base. She's also driven in a run. Now a slow roller, shortstop side. There's the field. There's the fire. Not in time. It's an infield hit. That's going to be 2nd to 3rd. And that is, again, an infield hit. So now 4 at-bats and 4 times on base for the freshman, Olivia Thomas. Now they're at the corners. With still 2 outs.
Yeah, what a great game by the freshman and Olivia Thomas, being able to reach base all 4 times. That's already scored 3 times, and here she represents the game-winning run if she can get in.
And now she hits it. Ground ball left side, shortstop, Fields fires in time to get the out at first, and that does retire the side. So they bat around once again, does Troy. We do get to a 4th inning, but it's a 13-run deficit for Atchison. It is 15-2 as you're listening to High School Softball on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our 4-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. gn-bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Prioritize your health. Summer is the perfect time to catch up on your healthcare needs. Whether it's scheduling that long overdue checkup, trying out a new fitness routine, or simply making healthy lifestyle choices, there is no better time than now. Take advantage of the longer days and warmer weather to focus on your well-being. Call Savetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141 to schedule a time with your healthcare provider and make the most of your summer for a healthier you. Your health is important, so make it a priority this summer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here, high school softball on a KNZA. We go to the fourth inning. It's been all Troy here at home today. They lead Atchison 15-2. And with the call of the fourth inning, KP, Crendon Prophet.
Here we go. Kelsey Rebant up to bat. This is just her second plate appearance of the game, her last time up. Reaching, unfortunately got thrown out to end the inning in the second. Here, Whistler, her start has been excellent here today. First pitch, this one over the top. Weber being able to snag it to record the first out in the top of the fourth.
Well, it was an incredibly hard hit. I'd say a 5 out of 10 on the heatness scale, but reaching up as far as she possibly could was Emerson Weber at short to snag that thing for a nice defensive play for out number one.
Yeah, you talk about Weber's ability both on offense and defense today. She has been a high contributor on both ends of the front to be able to help this Troy Trojans team collect this game up to this point. 15-2 is the score. Troy leading by 13 in the top of the fourth. One down already. Here is McKenzie Whedon-Jacobs with the at-bat. Up in the count, 1-0 already. It's first pitch outside the zone.
And McKenzie, one of the four Atchison hits with a single back in the second.
That's one, a chuck up in the air, reaching towards center field, backtracking all the way to the warning track. It hits the back of the fence. Grable going all the way for it. That's going to be a stand-up double for McKenzie Whedon-Jones.
Well, that was well hit. And playing up fairly far was Grable out in center. That was Gracie, and then just trying to track it, and just kind of lost it. And one hop the fence for a one-out Whedon-Jacobs double.
Kira Westner, now a runner in scoring position, one out. Last time up, struck out.
And it looks like we got a pitch hitter here. It's going to be Maria Carroll for Westner.
Maria Carroll, the sophomore, coming in. So, again, this would be her first plate appearance. And just trying to get the second time through the order here for Atchison Phoenix. But that's a complete contrast to the Detroit Trojans, because just through three innings themselves, some of their three batters who've been able to go through four times in the order. So again, it's been a great batted day for the Troy Trojans. Not so much for the Phoenix. See if they can rise here in the top of the fourth. And it's Carroll with this at bat. Stanced in the back of the box. 0-1 on the count. Low choke in the bat. Swing. Contact off to the right. Foul ball. 1-1.
Again, taking the spot of the freshman in Westner, who struck out her lone at bat, had a couple of miscues in right field. So we'll see how Atchison tries to plate things on the defensive side. We go to the home half here in the fourth.
Carroll, low stance, takes the check swing. See if they got her on the swing.
Don't believe they did. I think she checked up just in time to make it 2-1.
And she's got a low choke and hold of that at bat. She's got a very tight swing.
I've seen a couple girls here who are rocking the separation between the hands. So not even like fully connecting the hands on the bat, but seeing a gap between the left and the right hand, which I thought was rather intriguing.
So Wester here on the 2-1 count. A runner in scoring position on third base. That's Whedon-Jacobs. 3-1 count now. And Carroll having the chance to get herself on base via the walk. It'd be the first walk for Whistler in this game.
Only three seniors on this Atchison roster is right there. It's Carroll taking a walk on a 3-1 pitch up and away. But again, a team that's 12-4 right now, Crendon, only three seniors, undefeated in Meadowlark Conference play. Certainly, the Atchison team has got something building here over the next year or two.
Yeah, three seniors here in Atchison, four seniors for the Troy Trojans, as well as two juniors, five juniors starting here today for this Atchison Phoenix team. at the at-bat, it's Emma Peak, the junior, one of the five here to round out the bottom of the order, number nine spot, the left fielder. Runners loaded in the corners with one out, 15-2 still, one down in the top of the fourth. 1-0 count. Next pitch, that one off the foot of Peak.
Yep, it hit her.
And she will get to load the bases here for her team. So Whedon Jacobs on third base, Kara on second, and Peak on first. The bases are loaded. Now we have a conversation here between the head coach, Kyle McConaughey of the Troy Trojans, as well the rest of the lineup. Or excuse me, yeah, Mike McConaughey.
Well, the infield, the outfield kind of hanging out, but the infield is pulled in for the head coach, meeting inside the circle, but again, Atchison, they got a long way to climb out of this hole, but bases loaded, one out, I would say, is a decent start, being down 13 here in the fourth, and doesn't appear to be a pitching change right now for Coach McConaughey and company, but that last hit batter, we have seen four combined hit batters, two on each side here in today's game.
So Atchison trying to climb themselves back up into this game. Again, we were just talking in the bottom of the third, a chance that Troy had to run rule this game. 15 after 3. Right now they're still up here. 13 runs, 15-2. But Atchison just needing to open a little bit of scoring here to try to get a further push into this game. We head back up to the top of York. Kira Duncan with the at-bat. Today she is 1-for-2. A single and a ground out to shortstop. Both of her hits have been that way to short. There she steps out of the box on a 1-1 count.
Yeah, a little bit out in front on that pitch by Whistler and just grounded it foul up the third baseline.
Next pitch is low and out of the zone. It's a 2-1 count now against Kira Duncan. Again, the base paths are juiced up right now and a big chance here for Kira Duncan to really tear into the scoring here for Atchison. And they've only scored one run in the second, one run in the third. This one skipping all the way back, but a nice bounce off the backstop here. Again, the none of one, but it went off the metal fencing. A good clank, but it went back into Chris's glove. She had a nice rotate back to first base, but the runner on third was not taking off.
Hey, you just don't have a ton of room between home plates and the backstop here, so if you're a runner at third and trying to get one on a pass ball, you really need a kind of a kick in one or two directions to give yourself a chance.
Whistler the high riser, and that one will be a walk to score a run. So Kira Duncan takes off for first base. We haven't seen any walks in this game from Whistler up until this inning. She's already had two walks and a hit by pitch as well as a double given up all the way out to center field. So Whistler, who's been pretty much excellent up until this inning, and Atchison looking to try to take advantage.
Now getting one there, getting it to 15-3, and if you're Kira Duncan, you will always take what I would could assume is probably the easiest RBI you can get, which is a bases-loaded walk.
And that with a nice catch, a chance for a double play to be made. The ball slipping out from the third baseman in McConaughey. But again, the play was made by Weber. Weber, the ball getting lined out into her glove. She made a quick turnaround trying to pass it off to McConaughey to get that 6-5 double play after the lineout.
Yeah, near double play, and they certainly had an opportunity for it, but it's that shovel underhand to third, just a little bit off target, kicked away, nobody else advanced, but huge out, of course, for the Trojans because now there's two down and kind of take a sigh of relief, but obviously still a big bat up here with Fryman who has an opportunity for an RBI.
Bases still juiced here, takes a swing just over the ball by a quarter of an inch. 0-1 count here for Carolyn Fryman.
0-for-2 today, a strikeout and a pop out.
And here it looks like kind of a conversation with her head coach. Again, it was Izzy Bauman, the last one who batted. She lined straight out into Weber's glove. Weber, who tried to make a double play, did not task it successfully, but two outs now in the top of the fourth, 15-3. The Troy Trojans lead. Ashton with the at-bat. This one, a slow roller, a play. Whistler trying to throw it to first base, and that one is on time to Weiser. And that will end the in the top of the inning. Only one run put up here for the Ashton Phoenix. It is 15-3, a chance for the Troy Trojans to end this one in the bottom of the fourth here on KNZA.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Detroit Trojans looking to improve to 11-7 on the season. Here they are off to a hot start, 15-3 against the Ashton Phoenix in the bottom of the fourth inning. It only takes three runs here to end this one. 15 after 3, of course, that rule still applies to 15 after 4. Then it goes into effect of 10 after 5. So, again, still having to be needed three more runs on the board for the Trojans. But here, McKenna Thomas will try to lead off this inning in the fourth spot here. McConaughey on deck. Thomas reaching twice so far today. 1-1 count here. Stepping out of the box, taking a couple hard swings off the right-hander.
How about this, KP? They sent 9 to the plate in the first, 10 to the plate in the second, 11 to the plate in the third.
Yeah, and you mentioned that. That has been the differential today, is that many of these Troy Trojans batters have been able to go through nearly 4 times through the order, where Ashton is just peeking through, getting their 3rd time through the order through some of their batters. So Ashton, a great productive day. 2-1 count, high up in the zone in the attic. It's now 3-1 against Thomas.
Now, Kira Duncan again has pitched the whole way, and she's done okay. Again, her defense has not helped her out a ton. Multiple errors. Some of those runs certainly been unearned.
And that one, a hard strike called against McKenna Thomas. She thought it was the walk, but here she's now loaded up on a full count. McKenna Thomas, 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Well, you know how it works. When you're ahead on 3 balls and you think it's ball 4 and you take off before the ump says anything, it usually goes against you.
That one, a high blooper. See if it will drop. And is that one snagged out in center? Wow, what a play out in center field by Boldridge. Haven't had a chance to call much of her today, but a play out in center field retires the first batter in the bottom of the fourth here against Detroit Trojans.
That was a line shot that was tailing a little bit from left to right. She ran that down with one hand, underhand basket catch for the out.
McConaughey now, this one sent up left field. It's Baldridge to make another play. Look at that, the center fielder having a heyday in this bottom of the fourth inning, trying to keep her Ashton team alive.
This is the first time today, Crendon, and we're 4 innings deep, that Duncan and Ashton's D has sat down the first 2 Troy batters in the inning. Both those plays going out to center and Baldridge.
This one, chop out left side. Nice backhand sweep, looking to make the play on first, but that one not on time, beating the throw, Jaya Weiser. A nice hit out to the third baseman.
Yep, an infield shot. How about Jaya today? 4 for 4, Crendon. 3 singles and a double.
Yeah, she's got the combo meal going on.
Nice.
15-3. Again, still could end it in this inning. If Troy doesn't, then Ashton would have to score 2 runs in the top of the fifth, actually 3 runs in the top of the fifth, to not allow the 10-after-5 run rule to be enforced. So again, Ashton still not out of this one, but it would surely help to escape with no runs given up in this inning, as it has been a unfailed task the last 3. This one, line shot down the left stripe line, taking off for an extra base here is Jaya Weiser and also Mackenzie Christensen, who had the line shot down left line.
Yeah, hesitant. Both runners moving up twice, so Weiser going first to third, and then Christensen, who had the sharp single, kind of hesitated between second or first and second, and then on the throw in decided to take that run or take that extra base to second. So Troy's been just continuing to keep the line moving. We'll get a courtesy runner out there at second as well.
Yeah, J.C. Horner coming right back in to be a courtesy runner, taking the step in for Christensen once again. She took in the step on the triple from Christensen back in the third inning, and which Horner was able to then score. Here, Allison Grable with the at-bat, 1-0 on the count. A widespread lunch.
What'd you say?
So widespread lunch in the set.
Oh, okay. Widespread lunch.
Lunch.
Not lunch. Like this kind of weather, you're hankering for a turkey sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
White bread, American cheese.
Nice Gatorade on the side. Probably water.
Yeah,
go for it.
Water's better for you, but Gatorade tastes better.
15-3. Wiping off the dust off the home plate, and that's only been done probably about 100 times here today.
A few times.
A couple times we've counted. So back in the far lunch. And looking to make the play on home plate, and they get an easy out there to end the inning. So the ball gets past Fryman. Fryman's able to quickly correct it and get the tag out on Weiser at home plate. So that will end the bottom of the fourth here, 15-3. We go up into the top of the fifth. Now here, Detroit Trojans still lead.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to KMZ, the MSC Sports Radio Network. Detroit Trojans looking to try to end things here in the top of the fifth inning. They are up 15-3. It will take three runs here for the Atchison Phoenix to try to keep themselves alive going to the bottom of the fifth, and where Troy would only have to score one run if that was the scenario. But again, 15-3, a 12-run lead. It is now a 10-after-5 run rule advantage here for the Troy Trojans, and looking to try to get off to that start to chip away into the score. Andy Estes stepping up to the back.
The umpire had to take a step out. I think he caught a bug in the mask. Now he's representing a couple substitution notes behind for us.
And here, nearly getting ready back to go. Getting the top of the fifth here, 15-3. Troy lead. Ashton trying to chip into it. Here, Estes in the middle of the box, but in the far back right of it. Not too many times you see someone all the way off to the farther part away from the plate. All right, 2-0 in the count for Estes. Wessler had a great day, a lot of help from her fielding. This one out to center field, a nice collection inside the dirt. Grable coming in.
You see how much dirt there is on the field compared
to how much grass there is in the outfield. So the outfield, for Troy at least, I've noticed, they're basically playing on the edge of the grass and the dirt. There's not a ton of room.
It is probably one of the larger dirt fields that you've probably seen. And on a day like today, that is definitely hindered a couple of things, especially those bloopers that have found their way into those deeper, shallow fields. Here now a fastball for ball one against Baldrige. Baldrige.
He had a big double and a run scored back in the second inning, and then hit into that 6-2-5 double play in the third.
Yeah, just your average 6-2-5. Next one outside, 2-0 now on the count for Baldrige. She mentioned that as a pop-up that Weber was able to make, and then she threw it to Christensen, trying to defend the home plate tag as there was a runner taking off. That was Izzy Bowen, but unfortunately Bowen did not apply the tag on third base before taking off to first. Here, a line shot, that one dropping down out to the left corner. That will allow for at least a stand-up double here for Baldrige. And now she will make a decision to hold herself on that second base back.
Yeah, it'll go down as a single and then an error by the left fielder and Olivia Thomas. Boy, that had good pace behind it. Rocket shot, got the barrel of the bat on it, and out in left field, Thomas just trying to play it on one hop and didn't quite have the bounce judged right. So a single turning into an extra base, and Baldrige at second base with one out.
Read that. Now with the at-bat, grounded out last time up in the fourth inning, led off the fourth inning. Air back in the box, in the back of it, right foot. That's an inch off that back white line, even in the stance here. Pretty high up with it. No sleeves, chopper going foul, left side. 1-1 count for a rebound.
That was probably 6 inches or so from being a fair ball.
And if you're Atchison, you would take all you can get in that department, trying to, again, needing 3 runs here to continue this game. Needing 10 after 5 run rule down, 15-3. A 12-run deficit here in the top of the fifth. Runner in scoring position, one down. 2-1 count here against Rebant. Rebant looking to respond. 2-1. Quick check of the pitch call here for Whistler, and now the delivery from the circle. This one fouled straight back. It's down, evened up count, 2-2 for Rebant.
Now you mentioned the scenario that Atchison is in, needing 3 runs to extend this another half inning. She's got a runner at second, still only one out. Big at bat here for Rebant, who's got a line out and then a reach via an error today.
Whistler rubbing the ball against the right wings. Now taking a look at the pitch call. What's in the glove? Now the delivery, and that one will go inside. The throw here to third base is not on time. And now it is a full count here against Rebant.
In this scenario, if I'm Whistler, I'm just trying to get it over the plate. You know, you got the big lead. No reason to beat around the bush. Phoenix got to do a lot here. Swing and a miss.
Huge swing and a miss. Rise ball fast, just upside the zone. It got Rebant swinging on the full count. Again, Rebant in a RBI scenario with Baldrige on third base. So you put yourself in a high pressure situation as a batter. Whistler was able to take advantage with the fast rise ball up high.
5 strikeouts now for Whistler today. And it's now up to Weed and Jacobs.
Weed and Jacobs, that one high and getting away, trying to maybe end the game on a tag out at home plate. Not on time. Baldrige is able to make the slide in and score the wild pitch to get Baldrige in, just getting behind Christensen. So just needing 2 more runs here to try to continue this game for the Atchison Phoenix. But again, they are no one on the base path. And down 2 in the top of the fifth. 15-4 is the score. They need 2 runs here. Weed and Jacobs on the at-bat. This one takes up the left leg, holds off on it, takes a strike. Be a 1-1 count here against Weed and Jacobs.
Yeah, she's got two of the Atchison six hits today, single and a double.
Holds off on the left outside, right outside zone fastball. 2-1 count against Whedon Jacobs. Mentioned her successful plate today. Shaking that right leg and holding off on the pitch. It's now a 3-1 count against Whedon Jacobs.
Think if you're Kyle McConaughey, coach of Troy, you just really want to finish this game without having to go to the bullpen. Whistler has pitched the entire way. And you want her to finish this game rather efficiently.
That one's going to be a walk. Orwin Jacobs reaching base all three times, a single, double, and now here a walk to first.
Going to get a pitch hitter here. It's going to be Peyton Sharp, the junior.
They mentioned Peyton Sharp, hopefully trying to look sharp here as there's two outs in the inning, a runner on first. Again, she needs to be the one to score, keep this one alive and going.
So we have seen now three different players utilized here in this number eight spot in the order for Atchison today. But again, I said it earlier, if you're Whistler here, you got the big lead, you don't need to get too cute with it, throw strikes, just get it over the plate, and you got to put a lot of pressure on Atchison. They're going to have to put the ball in play, and you only need one out right now to end this game. And you just throw strikes if you're Whistler.
1-1 count, a swing and a miss. That one gone golfing is Sharp. Just not able to square up the bat with the ball.
Well, I mentioned throw strikes. That was low inside corner, very nicely placed, and a strike three call ends the game, KP.
Yeah, that one just not even swinging sharp. She had a high choke up on the bat, didn't even take the swing. That one ends it by via the 10 after 5 run rule. 15-4 is the final score. Atchison drops to 12-5 now on this season, and the Troy Trojans improve to 11-7. We'll be back in a couple minutes here for the post-game recap here on KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball wrapping up here today on KNZA alongside Crennan Profits, MJ in studio, Brandon Tem, and here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A 5-inning run rule win here today for this Troy Trojans team, getting win number 11. Atchison losing for just the fifth time this season, but KP, it didn't take Troy too long. 4 runs, 4 hits in the first, 5 runs, 6 hits in the second, 6 runs, 6 hits in the third. They batted around in all but one of the 4 innings that got up to bat here today. Atchison certainly tried to at least had an opportunity to maybe extend this thing out another half inning or so. But again, 18 hits, 15 runs, and just one error
by that Trojan defense, just solid across the board and a big win.
Yeah, and it's tell you what, it was a dusty day, but it was a clean one for the Troy Trojans. They were able to play excellent on not just one side of the cylinder, but all sides, and they were able to excel. Base running was a big importance in this game, I feel like. I feel like the base running on Ashton's side just wasn't very clean. A couple of throwouts at home, and then, of course, the double play that was made to the shortstop, and then just the Issy Bowen not making that proper tag up on third base. I mean, you look back at some of those moments in this game where, you know, Ashton just made a couple of mental mistakes and errors on the offensive side of things, but then you also bring up the three errors on the defense, and that will never help out a pitcher like Duncan. And Duncan, of course, not having the greatest of days that you'd probably want from inside the circle, but again, definitely could have been helped out with a little more run support, acquainted with a little more help from the defensive side, from the infield, and of course from the outfield. But overall, great day from the Troy Trojans batting wise. We saw a multi RBI game from, of course, McKenna Thomas with her two first at bats, the double and the single, both recording RBIs. We saw a multi score game from Olivia Thomas being able to score three times. Of course, McConaughey also scoring three times as well. So a great game overall for a lot of these girls here on the Troy Trojans team and getting off to a good start.
Well, Troy just has one more matchup here left in the regular season. They'll be back in action Thursday at Jackson Heights. But Atchison, they'll have a makeup game from a postponement back in April. That'll be on Wednesday. They will go to, I believe, Highland Park. Or that's going to be, yep, Highland Park Wednesday. And then they're still going to have two more matchups next week with Sumner and Washington, and then still Schlegel on the schedule late in the year, because Atchison being in 4A, they're going to start a little bit later than some of these teams in the lower classifications when it comes to the regional tournament. So again, Troy, just one matchup left with Jackson Heights on Thursday. Atchison still has two more matchups next week, along with a makeup this week against Highland Park. So again, they still have quite a few games to go before they hit the end of their regular season. But again, Atchison right now undefeated in Meadowlark Conference play, looking to capture that league championship here in 2025. But again, a lot of fun here today. We appreciate everyone hanging with us. MJ in studio, KP, Brandon Tamman with you as well. As we wrap things up here with the totals from today's game, as Troy wins it in five innings. Again, the final score was 15-4. Troy going to 11-7. 15 runs, 18 hits, one error. They left seven on base. And for Atchison here today, unofficially, four runs, six hits, three errors, and they left seven on base as they dropped to 12-5. Game time today, 1 hour and 25 minutes. That'll wrap it up for us. Appreciate it again. For Crendon, MJ, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you Thursday for more high school baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.